morning, everybody. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a good day that you have given to us. Thank you a good time that we can come to you, and then we enjoy this special moment when we speak to you, you speak to us. We pray that Holy Spirit lead us so that we know your will, your word, and what to do. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bible. Today, I special share from Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 to 11. I thanks my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for all, for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you, because I have you in my heart, since both my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of grace with me. For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which come through Jesus Christ to glory and praise of God. So, brothers and sisters, today is our last day of EMP. Of course, it is a little bit different when we are in the school. In the school, when we know today is my last day in the school, then we say, hooray! And then tomorrow, no need to come to the school again. But then, today is not the last EMP. Yes, the last day of EMP in 2022. But it doesn't mean today is the last EMP, because tomorrow we have CMP, and then Sunday we have worship, and then start from Monday, we need to come for 21 days, so every day. And then after that, Tuesday to Friday, we still have EMP. Yeah. So what I say, today is last EMP, yes, in 2022. Yeah. Because next year, we still have other EMP, brothers and sisters. I want to share how next year we can more and more join EMP. For all of you who join online, I need to let you know that 2022, a few months we don't have in-person EMP because of COVID. And then after we have EMP in person, start from that day till today, we don't have more than 15 people join EMP. That means where a 100 SP member in this church who come for EMP. That's why you guys need to hear today's message. Yeah. So today is last at 2020, yes, but tomorrow we still have EMP. This want to tell us, brothers and sisters, that prayer is important. Paul said in 1st Thessalonians chapter 5, 17, pray continually. Yeah, never stop. There are few truth about prayer. First, prayer is the first activity that we get when we start believe Jesus Christ. Because when we believe Jesus Christ, the Bible told us you are son of God. Then when Jesus teach the disciple how to pray, start with the word, our heavenly Father. That means our first spiritual activity is talk to the Father. This is a prayer. The second, brothers and sisters, God give us way to do communication with Him. There are two ways. First, God spoke to us from the Bible, and we spoke to God from prayer. So if you don't pray, then you lack communication. If you don't have communication, then all problems come out because you don't know what is God's will. So prayer is very important so that we know God's will. And the third one, oh, this is a beautiful sentence that I get it. Prayer is the key to touch God's heart. At the same time, prayer also is the key to open the storage of blessing from God. Now, I have a lot of key. Yeah, I bring four key. If I told you, for example, Monica, this is my key, come to my house and then open the fridge and you can find beef rendang, what will you do? You will come to my house and take beef rendang. Yeah? I told Jason, this is my room, this is the key, go to my house, and when you open my house, you take $1,000 on the table. Will you go there? Yes, because this is the key to open a room and to take the blessing. Brothers and sisters, God already gave you the key to touch His heart and to open the storage of blessing. Why we don't use it? That's why I told you today is not the last EMP. Yes, last at 2022. Now, when I think this theme, now I also understand that, yeah, Pastor Slamet, I know prayer is important, but I feel sleepy. Yeah, I know prayer is important. I'm so busy. Can you excuse me? So I pray in my heart before I go to sleep, and then amen when I wake up. Yeah, no, brothers and sisters, you need to fight so that you can open, you can touch God's heart and open the room of blessing. Now I give you three tips that can make you more diligent in prayer, especially in corporate prayer. I learned from Paul from Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 to 11. First of all, in verse 3, I thanks my God in all my remembrance of you. I thanks my God. When you start to pray, you need to start to thanks God. Yeah. Thanks God bring us to the past experience how God bless us. Yeah. When we thanks God, we remember many experience, beautiful experience that we have from God. Because we remember that, then we thanks God. Yeah. I have my family, yeah. I thanks God for my family. When I thanks God for my family, that means I enjoy my family. Because I enjoy my family, so I pray for my family so that God always bless my family. When God bless my family, again, I thanks God. So this is a routine things that really bless me. That's why I start with thanks God. Paul start to thanks God. He thanks God because of people at Philippians, how they still faithfulness follow Jesus Christ. I know, brothers and sisters, there are a lot of good experience that you have in 2022. And all this experience must drive you for next year so that you always thank God. Second point, Paul said, I thank God, always offering prayer with joy. Always offering prayer with joy. I let you know, first, prayer is the personal privilege that God gives it to you. That's why when Jesus asks the disciple how to pray, he starts with the word Heavenly Father. Jesus didn't say, when we start to pray, we start with a word Heavenly Uncle or Heavenly Nephew. No, but Heavenly Father. That means this is a personal privilege that God give it to you. Only believer have right to call God as the Father. Yeah. And then second point, why we pray with joy? Because when we pray, we become the bridge for people come to God. We are stand in the middle. That means you act as a bridge for two sides. Yeah? For two sides. For God's side and human side. In the Old Testament, mediator between man and God only give to the special people called Levi. Yeah, but in the New Testament, you and me is the mediator. So this is such privilege. So when we start to pray, that means we come to God. How happy, brothers and sisters. Number three, why we need to pray with joy? Because there is always a lot of opportunity to enjoy the promise of God. The promise of God. Brothers and sisters, I live at Potai building. Downstairs to my apartment, there is a jockey club. And then I heard that this week, the grand prize for Maxik is 12 million. I don't know, I just read the newspaper. And then when the day come out, a lot of people get the line to buy the ticket. And then you can imagine how many percentage that one ticket to win the first prize. Maybe one compare 4 million. One compare 4 million. But although one compare 4 million, people still get the line. Yeah? I tell you, brothers and sisters, when we come to God and we bring the petition, the possibility to get what we offer to God is not one compare few million, but one compare one. Yeah, every time you come to Him, you have experience to get the answer. I show you few verse. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. John 15, verse 7. John 15, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For as many as are the promise of God in him, they are yes. Therefore also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us. In Jesus, the answer is yes and amen. Yeah. This is one of my favorite verse when I come for prayer, because a few years ago, SP invited one speaker, give me prophetic word, and he told me, Pastor Slamet, don't be afraid, just kick the ball, because God told me to tell you from this verse, everything in Jesus, yes and amen. So brothers and sisters, because everything in Jesus, yes and amen, that's why I need to pray more. The more I pray, the more yes that I get. Yeah. If I less pray, then I get less. If I pray more, then I get more. So, must pray with joyful. Something that we did with joyful, we never want to stop. Yeah. Because every time we do it, we get new energy to do it. The last thing, brothers and sisters, we go back to the Philippians chapter 1. Yeah. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of the righteousness which come through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So, if I pray for good health, then I say, I'm well enough. Yeah, I'm 52, next year 53. I still can play badminton. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I can walk and hiking. I can, whenever I eat, there are no red sign. Oh, don't eat this food. Don't eat this food. I eat everything. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, if you ask me about family, I'm okay for this year because people call me Grandpa Slamet. Yeah. Grandpa, yeah, I'm okay. If you ask me, do you have some money? Okay, yeah, I can go to few country. Although people from Hong Kong need to get PCR test before enter United States for these few days. Yeah, okay. So if I use this situation for my prayer, then I will stop to pray because I have family. I'm in good health. I also have some money. Stop. Brothers and sisters, I let you know, Paul teaches us, don't stop just for yourself. We need to have long-term plan for our prayer. The long-term prayer is in verse 9. Paul said, and this I pray, that your love may abound till more and more to the real knowledge and all discernment. That means we use our privilege, pray for others. And then, the end of our prayer is verse 11. Having been filled with the fruit of righteousness, which come through Jesus Christ, is the glory and praise to the Lord. That means, brothers and sisters, we can use our prayer to see the glory of God come out. Yeah. If you just pray for yourself, then you just stop in yourself. But if you use your prayer for other, then you can see a lot of glory of God come through your prayer. Yeah. Because of this opportunity. So I really encourage you. Pray continually from the First Thessalonians chapter 5:17. Yes, today is the last EMP, but it doesn't mean today is our last EMP. So I really want to challenge you. Where are the other 100 SP members? Where are they? Please come out. Please pray with thankful. Please pray with joyful. Please pray so that we can see more and more the glory of God come through our church. May God bless us. Amen. Let us give thanks to God. Yeah. Let us remember how God answered our prayer. Let us make a new purpose that next year I can see more and more the glory of God come through our prayer. While we meditate, morn will lead us in worship Him.
Jesus, my passion in life is to know You. May all other goals bow down. Journey of loving You more. Jesus, You've showered Your goodness on me, given Your gifts so freely, but there's just Jesus.
Father, we thank you because whenever you ask us to pray continually, it doesn't mean you want us to be boring, to be lazy, to be a burden, but you want us to enjoy fellowship with you at the same time, to open the door of blessing for us. Thank you, Father. If in 2022 we less pray, we promise to you, Father, next year we will more pray, especially corporate prayer as a family of Solomon Porch, which is you already put us in this room, in this church, to build your kingdom. We pray that next year we pray more so that we can see more glory of God come through our loving church. Thank you, Father. Give us your power and guidance so we are not lazy. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us pray for a group of people who are running chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery. We pray that God will throw His blessing for the group of people. Let's pray together. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness and also need a spiritual salvation. Let's pray that Holy Spirit open their heart. Let's also pray for infirmities, people we have, who have weakness in many parts of their body. Let's pray that God will heal them one by one. Let's pray for brothers and sisters who have COVID, and also pray for frontline medical workers. May God give them double protection. Let also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. May 2020 will be better for them and also for us. Brothers and sisters, let us go a special pray for mission work. We pray for Japan, we pray for Pastor Sophia, Julie and Hanjin. We pray for SB New York, for Kelly, Jess and Ruth. We also pray for Kelly who served in India. May God bless all these servants of God. Let's pray together. Let's pray for Mission Council, for P. Samuel, Tim Tang, Mike Lee, and also John Cosby. May God lead them in leading mission through our church. Also pray for SP Farm and Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray that more family can share love for these children so that they can feel God's love in their life. Also pray for Friday night gathering, IP, SPU, and SPU. Let's pray for pregnant moms. May God protect them one by one. Before we close our prayer meeting, I have one request. Please pray for our special outreach, 1st of January. We celebrate Christmas for all domestic helpers in Victoria Park. May God bless this outreach so we can share the good news for all migrant workers in the Victoria Park. Let's pray together. Father Lord Jesus, thank you for such special privilege that you have given to us through prayer. 2022, we finished together. We can see how faithful you are in our life. And we really want to see more glory come through our church in next year. That's why, Father, it is not the last day, but we finish one session and we will start again next session. We pray that more SP people can join and then bring your glory through prayer. Thank you, Father. Bless our life, especially in these few days. We can enjoy the last day of 2020 and then with new spirit and new hope and new power, we will walk with you in New Year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.